This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Tips to Colorado's anonymous reporting system for students increased over 100% in September compared to last year. The Safe to Tell program received over 2,100 tips last month due to students returning to school following a year of online learning. Suicide threats, welfare checks, and school complaints were the top categories of tips reported. Safe to Tell has received just over 3,100 tips since the start of the new school year. The commission redrawing Colorado's state legislative districts has agreed on new maps. The maps now go to the state Supreme Court for final review. Democratic Commissioner Heather Berry said the new maps will have a big impact on communities of color.
Minority voters have frequently faced discrimination in voting due in part to the redistricting process, and I've worked very hard to ensure that their voices, our voices, have been heard and incorporated to the best of my ability into this process.
The final maps are likely to give Democrats more seats than Republicans in both the House and Senate, although possibly not as many as they currently hold. Rocky Mountain National Park visitors will no longer need a reservation to enter the park. People can pay an entry fee at the park's gates and access 415 miles of outdoor wonder. The park saw a record-breaking 4.6 million people in 2019. It's one of the country's most highly trafficked national parks. Last year, the park started a timed reservation system to limit the number of people during the pandemic. This is CPR News and KRCC. Fort Collins is at 49 degrees and fair. The high today will be 58. Grand Junction is at 50 degrees, mostly sunny. The high today will be 53. Meanwhile, in Colorado Springs, it is 60 degrees and sunny. The high will be 63.